Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzz with you today, continuing our conversation with Jim Robb of the LMIC right after this.
This is the sound of bovine respiratory disease. It's not pretty. Bacteria are multiplying in the lungs, making every breath a struggle. But don't worry yourself sick about BRD treatment. It's time for a rapid response with new prescription Zactran. Zactran has proven results. In studies, Zactran-treated cattle showed a rapid improvement in BRD clinical signs within 24 hours and stayed healthy for the 10-day study. Now your cattle can breathe easier, and so can you. Ask your veterinarian about a real alternative for BRD treatment and control. Because it's critical, it's Zactran. For use in cattle only. Do not treat cattle within 35 days of slaughter. Because a discard time in milk has not been established, do not use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, or in calves to be processed for veal. The effects of Zactran on bovine reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. See our ad in Drovers or call 888-MARY-L1 for full prescribing information.
Exceptional drought has been all around us, it seems like forever, and it's had its disruption on the cattle market, especially moving some of these younger animals off of the ranch quicker than otherwise into some sort of a backgrounding operation or even into a feedlot at a fairly young age. Jim Robb is the director of the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver. We talk with him about the disruptions we've seen in the southern U.S. from these droughty conditions.
I think we've had some disruptions, but it's almost surprising we haven't had more. We've had a pretty robust fed cattle market, seem to find a home for these cattle. We're moving large numbers of cattle into the marketplace. So far, so good. I mean, you know, in these kind of drought situations, you would probably expect a little more, bit more negative price impact than we've had so far.
We've talked about this before, but are we going to run out of feeder cattle at some point? In other words, it seems like we keep pulling cattle ahead and we place them fairly young.
I'm not sure we're really going to run out, but we certainly have pulled cattle ahead. As we look at these this upcoming cattle on feed report, we're fully looking at record large pulling of cattle into the Texas feed yards, Oklahoma feed yards, and New Mexico. We're going to see double the largest number we've ever seen in the past. Now, this is a drought we haven't really seen in the past, at least in the cattle feeding era. But we expect Southern Plains placements to be up well double digits compared to a year ago. Northern Plains kind of holding their own. But we're looking for a double-digit year-to-year increase in placements for the nation, up 17 or 18% from a year ago for the month of July. That's pulling a lot of cattle into feed yards, or forcing a lot of cattle into feed yards.
Let's turn our attention from those calves and yearlings to the mama cows. Jim Robb says most certainly we are seeing a substantial reduction well above normal liquidation of our beef cow herd as well.
How much of a worry do we have about the nation's cow herd?
Nation's cow herd is still shrinking. Come January 1, 2012, the nation's cow herd and the beef cow herd will probably be down fully 2% from a year earlier. So this drought has really been a game changer, and it has lengthened this liquidation phase significantly.
You know, are we at a point where we're in danger of not being able to successfully rebuild this thing very, very quickly?
I think producers are very innovative and will figure out ways to do that, but we've certainly slipped on the total cow herd more than we anticipated.
One thing that cattle producers are having to try to decide, how many dollars are they willing to put in to feed for this winter to try to carry over some of their best cows, genetically speaking, to get them through these drought conditions. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Make plans now to attend the 14th annual Pollard Sale, Sunday, August 28th at the Ranch Waucomas, Oklahoma. 122 heads will sell as 92 Angus lots, including donor dams, heifer calf pregnancies, spring ET heifer calf prospects, fall ET yearling heifers, spring bred heifers, spring pairs, and fall bred cows and heifers. Check out the sales catalog online at nationalcattle.com/salescatalogs or call 580-758-3818 for more information.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.